Listening to you clearly, do you hate President Kufuor from the way you are talking?
No, I don't deal in the world of hate. I think it's a negative emotion, but I think that he lost an opportunity. In 2000, we all hoped that he was going to take the country to another level. I did as well. I supported the cause. I believe the NDC had lived as long as it could live, and there was a time for change. I was in Kotoko from 1999, and I saw the struggles that I struggled with the political system, which there were people within the political system that were working against us. It was not easy when it is that the chairman of Kumba of Accra, Hearts of Oak, was Atua Hoy and his cohorts, and including President Mills was part of that board at the time. E.T. Mensah was involved with Hearts of Oak one way or another. You remember the famous incident where I ordered him to step down from the bus in Kumasi before the JOT Ajiman match. I would not let him in. My politics are clear. My politics are for what is right, not for an elephant or for a color. It's for what is right. And if at that time E.T. Mensah and members of the NDC were doing what were wrong, then I stood up for it, irrespective of the consequences to myself. Irrespective of the consequences to myself. And I think that after the Hearts Kotoko match, in which I had a physical altercation with E.T. Mensah, here in Accra Sports Stadium, you know, it could not go too far because I'm twice his size. You understand? But it was a physical altercation in Colonel Brock's office. I was reported to President Rawlings at the time, who I knew was not my friend, and therefore consequences could be very serious. And I had a few very senior military people investigate me at the time as to what you are doing, because you can only go so far with a minister of state. And about a month later, I went to the Air Force Base, and President Rawlings was there. I think it's the first or second time or third time I ever spoke to him. And he told me to sit. He was flying in the plane with him, helicopter. And he said to me, I understand that you've been dealing with some of my ministers. And I said, yes, sir. You know what his words were to me?
No.
If they are doing the wrong thing, continue doing it. You see, that must tell you something about the person. Me, I knew maybe I was going to be thrown out of the airplane at that, because all I've heard are these stories. Uh-huh. Maybe the man even eats human beings. I don't even know what story is going to come. So that's what I expected to happen. And he said no. He just said that was it. He didn't go further. He didn't want to know about the detail, because obviously as president, he knew the details. He knew the details. So do I hate? No. I think that President Kufuor is a disappointment. I think that his ego took the better of him. Greed. The acquisition of wealth. You must look at where the man started and who his people were. But before I came to Kotoko, I was a multimillionaire. I didn't come and meet money in Kotoko. I invested and brought my money into Kotoko. I paid Maiden Dobbs $12,500 a month from my personal account, not from Kotoko's account. $12,500 from my personal account. You know, and I sat before hiring Maiden Dobbs, I sat with Nana Otunfo, we were at my home in the UK, and I said, look, I'm going for the Vodacom. This was before the Vodafone call. I said I was going to go and negotiate for it. And Kotoko was in trouble. And we either take a slow course to development, or we need to take a quick course. And the only thing that now asked me is, do I think I'll be able to afford it?